It's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock now, and time for Kaleidoscope. And this morning we're going to talk about the Boar Supper coming up. But before we do that, we need to introduce Dr. Kim Friesen, the head of the school at Mountain Lake Christian Schools.
Hi, Steve.
Thank you for coming in today.
You bet.
Let's talk, before we get into the fundraiser, let's talk a little bit about the school. Mountain Lake Christian School has been around for a long time.
Over 121 years. It's one of the older Christian schools in the country.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about how it all works as far as the school.
Well, we've gone through many transitions. At one time, it was more of a specific kind of Mennonite school, and now we're very interdenominational school, and we have small class sizes. We teach a full spectrum of academic subjects, art, music, PE, English, history, everything like that, and we do it in smaller class sizes. And of course, we teach Bible, and all we do is infiltrated with faith. What is our Christian worldview? How does that look at history? How does that impact my art? How does it do that? Another thing we do, that this is unique to us, is we start children in directed Spanish instruction at grade one. So we believe in a community. And we want to communicate well with our neighbors and our friends. So.
And it is Mountain Lake Christian School.
Yes.
But you've got students from all over the area.
Oh, we do. Absolutely. We have kids who come to us from 10 towns. And we do provide a bus service to a point, and then the parent meets us. And so we have kind of an intricate bus route. But it's really working well for us, and our kids seem to get along very well from a variety of schools.
Now, the next thing that I want to ask you, it's kind of hard to ask, but one of the things that people are concerned about is the cost.
You know, that is because people are conditioned to going to a government school, a public school, and having that be mostly free other than like sports fees,
sure,
things like that. Our belief, and mine particularly, is that it's an investment. I want to invest in the very best education, and that includes having a faith aspect to it for me. But, you know, Steve, I have, since we're over 121 years old, we had some founding fathers who were very faith-based, obviously, and they wrote some dynamic rules for us. At our school, while it might cost around $11,000 or $12,000 to educate a child a year, they said that we can only charge half of that, no more. We need to fundraise the rest and rely on God to provide. And for over 121 years, we have.
It works.
It works. And so even that half of what it costs, that $5,000 to $6,000, is scholarship. We do a lot of scholarshiping. We have other people who fund it. We have the fourth child in a family is free. Full-time teachers are free. Pastors come at only a quarter, you know. And we have ways of funding children. I can't remember a child we've turned away because of finances.
Which, if nothing else, that should ease parents' mind to at least check out
investigate
what the school
us.
Has
investigate
to offer.
Us. Come over. I will give you a tour. I will show you what we do. Our kids score very high. We have National Merit Scholars, a couple of them this year, and we out of small classes, you know. So, and we've always had wonderful extracurriculars, state award winners. Currently with our sports programs, we pair with Comfrey and Mountain Lake Public. Because of our size, it's hard to fund a football,
sure.
I mean, to deal with a football team. So we do that so our kids can have full array of experiences. We give a full, everything. We have everything that the kids can possibly ask for.
Absolutely. So when you talk to people, what do you, obviously you mentioned smaller class size.
Yes.
What, and the faith-based,
mm-hmm.
what else do you really say is the benefits of Mountain Lake Christian School?
Our students are encouraged to be very independent thinkers and to be critical thinkers. We want them to, we don't tell them how to believe or what to decide politically. We want them to weigh it out. We want them to be, because being good thinkers will help them in all arenas of life. We also want them to become independent. And so a lot of what we do at our school is student-based, student-driven, and we're very student-focused. Kids decide a lot in their classes, like here's some options, how do you want to tackle that? We can meet this standard this way or this way, you know, and we get input from them. We're also, another thing that I think is super important is that we believe in strong parent involvement. We want our parents coming in, and you've heard horror stories where they're not so invited. I don't know if that's the case everywhere around here, Steve, but I do know that we engage our parents more than any school I've ever worked at, and I've been in education well over 30 years, so any school I've been at here.
Well, and in the world we're living in right now, having that structure, the faith base, the parents involved, but all the opportunity and the critical thinking.
It's super important.
So
we also want them to learn to serve others and to be welcoming to people who are different from them. We have several different ethnic groups represented in our school. And sometimes people will think Christian, oh, there's, you know, all little white kids, you know.
Right.
And that's not our school. They should come and visit. I'd love to give them a tour.
Absolutely. Now, we mentioned that you do a lot of scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
That also means the school counts on fundraising.
Absolutely.
A little bit. And we've got one coming up.
And it's a yummy one.
Tell us about it.
Well, before I even moved to Minnesota, I had never heard of borscht. I was like, what is that, you know? And so here I am, and I look forward to borscht every year. We even buy extra gallons and put in our freezer. But we have our annual borscht supper coming up. The last 2 years, we've had to do takeout only. And while that was still tasty, it was certainly not the same event. We love being together. There's camaraderie. There's joy. There's other things going on. Guys are coming out of the field, you know, and doing that stuff. And so in borscht, if people don't know, it's a homemade beef and vegetable soup. It's delicious. It comes from a Russian-Ukrainian kind of heritage. And then
we also... Do you want me to tell you how ignorant I am?
Yeah.
I thought... It had to do with fish.
Yeah, that would be ludicrous.
Yes.
Well, you are coming over.
Well,
you get a free ticket.
I'm going to have to.
You
then.
Get a free ticket, Steve.
Definitely.
And then we also have homemade bread, and we also have homemade pie. And our auxiliary ladies, we have a couple dozen auxiliary ladies. They are delightful. And they have been working for 3 to 4 weeks already, preparing and canning and chopping and freezing and getting things ready for this. And they work super hard for us. It takes lots of people to put on this and then to put on the dinner itself. But they've been doing all of the prep work and the cooking.
And this one being the first one in a couple years where everybody gets to sit down together. Are you expecting?
We're expecting a blowout. Absolutely. Yes, we are. We
are
thrilled.
Do you have any idea how many you're preparing for?
I don't know. I should ask that, you know, before I come next time.
But you can also buy extra.
You can also buy extra and or you can come and take it out and not even come. If people are still a little hesitant to sit down with others, we have that option. So, and we have a whole takeout section of people ready for that.
Okay.
And by the way, Dirk used to do that all the time.
He always brought some home.
Yes, he did. And so otherwise they come and they sit and they eat and we have people waiting on them and refilling because it's a bottomless bowl.
Okay.
Bottomless bread, bottomless bowl. You just get one piece of pie, though. You know,
so. You only need one dessert.
Right, right.
And when is this?
This is on, it's this Friday, the 4th, so we need to get you there. We serve from 4:30 to 8, and so come early, you know, and get in there. and you enter off of our parking lot. I believe it's on the north end of the building. I have some directional
problems. It's at the school.
Yeah, you'll see at the people school. Coming and going. Yes. And then we also at that event do some other fundraisers. We sell scrip where they can buy cards and things to shop at places like Runnings and Quick Trip, Hy-Vee, Maynard's, and McDonald's. We have those all available. We also have our 5th and 6th grade bake sale where they earn money to go on their Minnesota history trip. They go and spend an overnight up in the St. Paul area.
Oh, okay.
So that's wonderful, and that's a standards-based event, but we go way out and do a lot of art and a lot of other stuff, too, with that. And then we also have our seniors and juniors. They do what's called a butter braid sale. Those are delicious. Mm. And they take a trip because we do missions trips and trips every year for the kids to get them out into the world. And I'm not quite sure where they're going yet for the junior senior trip. There are a couple of options, so I can't talk about it.
Sure.
So that's decided. But they are selling butter braids to help fund that event. So
is this the big fundraiser for you for the year?
No. This one brings in $7,000 to $9,000, okay, which is very needed and super important. But we have an auction in the spring, and that's a big one. That's a very big one for us. So, and then we do the powwow booth. We have a wonderful food tent there that really helps us out during the year. Mm. So that's great.
All right. It's coming up this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to want to miss it.
No. And it's really reasonably priced. Adults are only $8 for all that. But you can pay more. You can always donate more. You know?
Absolutely. That is then, what it's all about.
Our students, though, we know how hard they work and how it's kind of disruptive for them on Thursday and, you know, a little bit. And we ask them to help. They're all cutting and they're all helping. The kids are working. So it's $4 for them. Pre-K kids are all free because we love the little ones too. And if you want to take home a quart, it's $10.
Oh, you can't beat that.
I know.
All right. Is there anything else we need to mention this morning?
Oh, I just want people to know that Mountain Lake Christian School is a gem tucked into Southwest Minnesota, and they need to check it out for their children. There's a lot of chaos in the world right now. And while we have public schools around here that can serve their needs, they should be considering what is best for my child. And that might be Mountain Lake Christian School. We have some families that have some of their kids at the Christian school and some at the public school. And it's just a great place to be, and it has a special culture to it that is unlike any other school I've ever been in.
Very good. Mm-hmm. It is an investment in your
education,
kid.
Yes, and faith. For an investment in faith and education, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And like you mentioned, there's nothing more important.
No, there isn't.
Kim, thank you very much for coming in this morning. And again, the Borscht Supper is this Friday. It starts at 4:30 at the Mountain Lake Christian School.
And we're going to look forward to seeing a lot of you there.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.